was a master at Wilson College here. I had a student, an Armenian, who followed me almost every day and had at least one meal a day with me, and asked me over many, many times, how could I teach the history that I teach? I teach the history of the Turks. How could I give the students a thing to read? Didn't I know what the Turks had done to his people? I'm very slow to anger. After 2 years, I asked him to come to my office. And he came to my office, and I asked him, where do you get this from? What have you read? And he stopped me and said, I haven't read anything. I said, well, where do you get it from? He said, I get it from my grandmother. I said, well, that's difficult. Your mother and father are out working. They make enough money to send you to Princeton, and Granny's got nothing to do but sit at home and fill you full of this stuff. And I gave him a long list of books. I said, read them, come back. Well, he never came back. And the reason is, all of this ethnic conflict business, I think we have to understand, at the bottom, is irrational. It has nothing to do with rationality. They don't want to know anything, and they will not take the time to inform themselves about what's going on.